In 1918, Callaway County's United Daughters of the Confederacy dedicated a monument on Murray's Courthouse Square, honoring the Lost Cause veterans. Murray's monument, with its Doric columns and granite canopy topped by a statue of Robert E. Lee, is typical of the thousands of such UDC Lost Cause monuments erected across the state. And like many, it was a product of the McNeil Marble Company, which commercialized Lost Cause nostalgia by using modern ad campaigns directed at ambitious, talented UDC ladies eager to erect local commemorative monuments. Confederate memorial building was a part of the process of North-South reconciliation after Reconstruction. The North won the Civil War, but the South won the Civil Peace. White Americans accepted the Southern view that the war was fought over states' rights, not slavery. Emancipation was a wartime necessity, not a moral act. Black Americans, whose rights were eroded by white reconciliation, resented the legitimation of slavery and servitude that the Lost Cause memorials embodied. But it was not high on their agenda. Now, however, Confederate monuments, what they represent, and what is to be done with them, are at the center of a debate over race and racism in America. In 2015, white supremacist Dylann Roof murdered 9 worshipers at Charleston's historic Emmanuel AME Church. He hoped to provoke a race war. Instead, what he provoked was a backlash against racial terrorism, one that encompassed the symbols associated with racism. Confederate monuments became the targets of protests that spread throughout the South. In Charlottesville, that city's attempt to remove its statue of Lee turned deadly and violent when militant white nationalist KKK and outright protesters converged on the university town and attacked local activists who supported relocating the statue. What is to become of Kentucky's 56 Confederate memorials? In the end, that decision rests with each municipality. Most of Kentucky's Confederate memorials, like the Lee statue fountain on Murray's Courthouse Square, are more humble. They might be removed, but should they be? Might their presence, properly historicized, speak to future generations against the slave system that their builders intended them to commemorate? A Marist NPR PBS poll found that a slight majority of blacks wanted Confederate monuments to remain with signage to shame, not glorify, the Confederacy. Finally, black contributions to Kentucky history, long ignored, must be recovered and memorialized. Some work has begun. Mayfield raised a beautiful memorial to Elijah Winfield Green, a free black minister who preached in antebellum Paris and Mayfield and founded what is now Simmons College. But Green's memorial is a notable exception. Perhaps Kentucky might take a page from the bourbon distillers and establish a black history trail to increase awareness of the lives and accomplishments of Kentucky's people of color. Perhaps the state might offer support for local historians, both amateurs and those in our fine regional universities, to research and write black histories. There are those who say that you can't rewrite history, but they are wrong. History is the human interpretation of the past by framing questions and selecting evidence. It is the past, everything that has happened from the Big Bang to this very moment, that may not be changed. We must rewrite our history to reflect our evolving social reality. In the end, the good that comes from this controversy will come not from the disestablishment of the Confederate memorials, which in any case will continue to exist in photographs and on film. Left in place and properly historicized, the monuments will become part of a history that does not allow us to forget the sins of slavery and racism, and will give proper due to the invaluable contributions of black women and men, slave and free, in building our country and our state.